I'm Rick Grammond with You Are There Sports, and joining me, and I'm very happy to say, is Skip Toops. He is the new Phys Ed teacher and wrestling coach at Piers Healy High School. And first of all, Skip, congratulations on accepting the job here to become the new head wrestling coach at Piers. Your immediate thoughts on the new job?
Yeah, well, thank you very much. It's an exciting time for my family and I. We're really looking forward to coming down to Piers and digging roots in there and investing in the community and school and the wrestling program. And it's been a whirlwind few days, but great opportunity, and we're excited.
Before we get into the nuts and bolts of the actual job and your expectations and reaction to the whole thing, give us just a Reader's Digest version of your history, your background, where you come from, your family.
I've been married for 10 years. I have four kids, ages 8, 7, 5, and 3. Three boys and a girl. I grew up in New London, Minnesota, so about an hour and a half south west of Piers. Grew up there and wrestled, played football, baseball, went to college, wrestled at Morehead State. After college, I was a youth pastor for 3 or 4 years, and then moved into teaching and coaching. I've coached at a few different stops. Most recently at Morehead for the past 6 years as a head wrestling coach, we've had some success and some great times at Morehead, and my family and I are really looking forward to moving back to a smaller community and allowing our kids to experience that, and that's kind of a snapshot.
Absolutely. I would guess then about a 2002 high school graduate in New London.
Yep, graduated in 2002. Okay. Graduated college in 2007.
Okay, so you're in Morehead, and you see that there is a job opening in Piers for a head wrestling coach. What was your immediate reaction or thoughts?
First of all, I had no idea that Coach Jansen was retiring. Coach Jansen's an amazing coach and a great guy. First of all, it kind of just sparked my interest a little bit. A position like Piers, in a town like Piers, and the rich tradition and history, doesn't come around very often. So I looked at it a little bit, and I saw that there was a PE job open, I wasn't looking for jobs. I wasn't sending applications out. I love Morehead, and I loved our wrestling program, and we put a lot of effort and time into it, and I coach great kids up here. But Piers was where it's located, the job that was available, the rich tradition, the history, the fact that it is a smaller community, something that I grew up in and love. It was just a job that I had to apply for. I told that to principal and the athletic director, and just a job that I couldn't pass up applying for. I was lucky enough to get an interview, lucky enough to be offered the job. And when I was offered the job, my wife and I immediately drove down there so she could see the community and we could meet some people and see the school more and really take it in.
Have some bologna.
We didn't have any bologna quite yet from Phelan Meats, but I think we'll have to.
There you go.
We'll have to.
It's one of the requirements. I'm not sure if Mr. Weber told you that, but it's fine print.
I think I can handle that.
Yeah. A couple of issues. Talk about how did your own four kids, have you sat down and said, hey, that's not never an easy thing for kids if they've got friends at a young age. Hey, we're taking you to a new school.
Yeah, we kind of looked at it and talked about it. And, if we were going to make a change, now would kind of be the perfect time. When our kids are still pretty young.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't really talk to them too much. I was actually kind of kept it between my wife and I. But one morning, Mr. Weber actually gave me a call on my drive to school with my two older kids in the back seat. And I'm like, well, I got to take this phone call. And so we talked for a little bit there, and I hung up the phone, and my oldest son, Link, he's 8 years old, and he said, hey, Dad, what was that conversation about?
So, wise beyond his years.
Yeah. And so, you know, I explained it to my older son and my dog, who's 7 years old. You know, and they handle it really well. You know, they're excited to become pioneers.
Well, that's wonderful.
And they're really looking forward to it, you know. And you know, at their age, the thing they care about the most is being with their mom and their dad.
Sure.
Wherever we go, they'll go, and they're excited about it.
And what about the guys in the wrestling room? Have you had a chance to address them, your returning guys, underclassmen?
Yep. You know, that's one of the things I wanted to make sure I did before any news got out. And I met with my team this morning at 8 o'clock. You know, any time that you've built relationships with kids and you've invested time
Absolutely.
And care about them, and it's tough. And that was a tough meeting. You know, they're great kids, and they work hard. You know, and they do things the right way. You know, stand up in front of them and talk to them and tell them how much I've appreciated them, you know, how great it's been to coach them. My family and I are making a decision to move on. They're really tough, you know, but the guys understood. I was able to talk with them, able to give them a hug on the way out of the meeting, I'll still be rooting for them. I'll still be watching them, paying attention to what they do, and hoping they win every match unless it's against a Pierce Pioneer.
And I guess when we would run into Moorhead, it would be at the Paul Bunyan tournament in Brainerd in the last couple of years. You said you weren't actively searching for jobs, so you probably weren't really keeping an eye on Pierce kids or maybe even visiting with Coach Jensen, but, you know, I guess that's where the paths would have crossed.
Yeah, you know, every year we see Pierce at the Paul Bunyan, and I know how tough they are for Matt, and you know, I pay attention to kids, and I love following great wrestling, and I love watching down the state tournament, you know, and when I contacted Coach Jensen, you know, about the job and seeing just being interested in it, you know, one of the things I told him, and you know, as a coach, and I'm still a relatively young coach, you know, mm-hmm. I'm 34 years old. You know, I told Coach Jensen, you know, he's one of those guys that you go to a tournament as a young coach and you watch how they coach the kid. You know, you watch how they interact and you watch how they carry themselves. And being a great guy and a great coach, you know, he's the type of guy that I hope to emulate. And anytime I was at the Paul Bunyan, anytime I was at a place or at state tournament where he was coaching, you know, he was a guy that I watched. He's the guy that I tried to learn from in the way he carried himself and the way he coached his kids, because he did it the right way, you know, and every coach can only hope to be, you know, as successful and as impactful as he is and has been.
Speaking with Skip Toops, he's the new head wrestling coach and Phi-Ed teacher at Pierce High School. Is there a thought in your mind that worries about, you know, you always hear about following the footsteps of someone that's been so successful, and what will be the reaction? What are the expectations you feel you're walking into?
Yeah, you know, I talked with my older brother on the phone today, and he made a joke. He says, you know, I think they say you're supposed to replace the guy who replaced the legend, not replace the legend.
Nah, yeah, true.
But no, you know, I'm excited. You know, there's, you know, if I wasn't you know, ready for expectations, or if I didn't, you know, want to meet this job head on, you know. You want expectations. You know, you want to be a part of things that have been successful and places that have been successful. And, you know, if expectations come with that, you know, that's awesome. You know, and you know, I don't, you know, one thing I always say, and one thing I'll tell my wrestlers, and one thing I always tell the kids is, you know what, I'm not always going to do everything right. You know, I don't claim to be the greatest wrestling coach in the world. But I will do, what I will do is every time, every second that I'm coaching, every second that I'm there, every day that I'm there, you know, I'm going to do everything in my power, everything in my ability to be the best coach I possibly can be, and to do everything I can to help these kids be as successful as they possibly can be and to reach their goals. You know, and take it one day at a time. You know, I don't expect to fill the footsteps or fill the shoes of Coach Jensen. But I hope to come alongside the guys that have established Piers Wrestling and the wrestling community there and come alongside them and help them in their journey of continuing to have great wrestling, because, you know, Piers is a great wrestling community.
Absolutely.
You know, it's got a great pipeline, and it's got people in the community that have dedicated
absolutely
tons of time, you know, and I'm excited to be around that.
How much have you delved into what the Pioneers have coming back from their Class A state runner-up team? You've probably checked out the guillotine and said, okay, they have this many state place winners, or, you know, entrants coming back, and how far ahead have you looked?
You know, I'm one of those guys that researches and looks at everything, and so the second that I saw the Piers job was open, you know, I printed off their postseason roster, and I knew a lot of the guys around them. I knew a lot of the guys that were graduating, and I followed pretty close, but you know, and I looked up their section results and their state results and their conference results, and I know the names, and I know the records, and I've seen most of the kids wrestle, and my kids that competed against them, and I know that a couple, you know, there's some hammers that graduated, but when you have a community like Piers, a wrestling program like Piers, you know, you don't rebuild, you reload, and wherever a hammer graduated, there's another kid to step in, and so I'm excited about that. You know, that's one thing I've always said, that, you know, I'm going to make sure I'm the most prepared coach out there. I'm going to make sure that I do the research, that I know the kids, that I, you know the matchups, that I you know, that type of stuff, and use every resource out there to do that. So
it's almost, you know, as you said, taking over from Coach Jensen, and you're coming down from a Class AAA school to what was a Class A. We're kind of meeting in the middle. What are your thoughts on Piers being moved up to Class AA in the section they're going to be in?
Yeah, you know, it kind of surprised me, some of the realignments and some of the class switches, and some of that had to do with a new rule that the state high school league passed this year with having to do with co-ops, and that's you know, it changed a lot of different realignments. But you know, when you're a good wrestling program, it doesn't matter what class you are. It doesn't matter if you're single A, double A, or triple A. You know, wrestling is wrestling, and you go out there and you wrestle and you take care of business. You know, moving to Section 8 double A. You know, I know those teams pretty well. Wrestling up in the north, competing against a lot of those teams, dueling those teams. You know, we wrestled, you know, the first name that'll pop out would be Perham. You know,
yep.
Who represents Section 8, AAA, most every year. You know, you might get a Thief River Falls through, who's got a nice, young, up-and-coming team. You might, you know, Detroit Lakes has got a really nice team, and they've been getting better every year. You know, and there's other teams that are tough in that section. But you know what? When competition gets tougher, or when sections get realigned, you know, all you do is you work harder and you get better and you see what you can do. So
the Pioneers have for years gone to the Paul Bunyan. They've gone to Cambridge this past year. In years past, they've gone down to a South St. Paul tournament. Are there tournaments that you have in mind that you would like to see the team get into, or what's your theory on scheduling?
You know, I think the theory on scheduling will be settled a lot when they figure out when it's finally passed how many dates we get and how many matches we get. Right now, for many years, it's been 18 dates and 36 matches, and there's a proposal out there to change it to 16 dates and 45 matches. I'm not a huge proponent of that, which would be different than most coaches in the state. I'm huge on duels, the atmosphere it brings, the crowds that it can bring in. For scheduling wise, you know, I want to, before I make any comments or anything about that, you know, I want to respect, you know, the schedule that's been put in.
Right.
I want to be able
Mr.
to
Rushlow.
Talk to the AD.
Yep.
You know, at Moorhead, I had a lot of free reign for our schedule, you know, where to go. And we brought our Moorhead team down to the Christmas tournament. And we brought our Moorhead team to the Rumble on the Red, and we brought our Moorhead team to Rick Lee duels in Bemidji. In big tournaments, and I'm a proponent of one or two big tournaments, but I'm also a proponent of duels and the atmosphere that brings and the following and how you build your program through exciting duels. So,
Skip, let's talk a little different topic here. What about your style? I mean, you know, with Coach Jensen, it was Granby, step through Turk. Is there a certain, I don't know, a hallmark of a Skip Toop style of wrestling?
You know, before I talk kind of a little about that I don't want to come in. I'm not planning on coming in and changing any style.
Understand. Yep.
That is in Piers. Piers has got a great style. Piers has got a great tradition, and I hope to come in and coach right along with assistants that have already been there. And you know, I was telling someone today, you know, I've watched Piers wrestle a long time, but I want to find out what makes him so great. I want to find out what makes him so tough, and I want to learn the Piers way, and I want to learn the Piers system. You know, what you'll get from me, you know, I always say that the style of wrestler that I want to coach or the style of wrestler that I want to see, our style is going to be a relentless, hard-nosed style that stresses position, conditioning, and never giving up. You know, I'm one of those guys that, you know, we'll find out what works best for each athlete, I'm really looking forward. I'm not coming in with an ego. I'm not coming in saying it's going to be my way. I'm coming in to learn the Piers way, to learn what makes Piers so successful and continue that success and try to enhance it in certain ways that I can.
Part of the success, as you mentioned, of the Piers way has been an outstanding positive booster club youth wrestling program. What are your thoughts on how have you dealt with that? What kind of programs were in place, or did you begin in Moorhead with not only a booster club, which can be, you know, let's be honest, a good or bad thing, and the importance of a youth program?
Yeah, you know, I'm really excited about that. You know, you got a well-rounded K-12 program, great youth program, great booster club, and that's awesome. You know, when I came to Moorhead 6 years ago, and there wasn't even a youth wrestling program in our room. You know, I came to Moorhead 6 years ago, there was no booster club in place. And we were able to relaunch our youth program, and it's a Moorhead Magic youth wrestling. And over the last 3 years, we've grown it to over 120 kids participating. You know, we started our own fundraisers and our own booster club, and we got all that stuff rolling and getting it to the direction where it can be a K-12 full, well-rounded K-12 wrestling program at Moorhead. And being able to walk into Piers and have that in place, you know, I can't wait to meet with the booster club. I can't wait to meet with the parents. I can't wait to meet with the wrestlers and just get entrenched in the wrestling community there and see where I can come along, see where I can help, see where I can, you know, put my time. And so that's exciting, you know, and having a strong youth program, you know, recruiting those kids, that's huge. That's huge, and we need kids in wrestling, and whether you're talking about Piers, whether you're talking about Moorhead, or whether you're talking about any other town, you know, I think recruiting those kids out for the sport is huge. When I came to Moorhead, that was my number one thing. We need to get youth wrestlers. We need to recruit kids out for the sport. You know, and there's three elementaries in Moorhead, soon to be four, and things that I've done is we provided free after school wrestling camps at all the elementaries in Moorhead, so kids can learn the sport and getting involved in the sport, you know, right after school, and then hopefully that has transitioned well into our youth program. And there's lots of different things that we've done, from camps to clinics to recruiting, and so I hope to continue that in Piers. It'll look differently, look a little bit different, but I hope to continue those types of things.
One of the things I think you are going to immediately find out, and coming from a AAA school, I don't know exactly how it worked in your wrestling room, but you're going to find out that, you know, Piers has also been in the state football semifinals and won a prep bowl in the last 3 years. And the bulk of those guys are going to be also in the wrestling room. They're going to be on the basketball court. They're going to be on the baseball field. They're going to be golfing, what have you, running track, running cross country, what have you, multi-sport athletes.
Mm-hmm. You know, I'm excited about that. You know, I grew up in a smaller community that allowed for being, you know, three sport athletes, and you needed everybody to be a three sport athlete. You know, and I would say the majority, I'd say you know, about 60% of my wrestlers play football. And Moritz had a pretty successful football team the last 3 years, making the state tournament, mm-hmm. making the state semis. And that's awesome. You know, I want kids to be successful in every sport that they're competing in. And I'm looking forward not only for the kids that I coach in wrestling to have the opportunity to play three sports, but I'm looking forward to my kids as they grow up being able to play three sports, you know, and being able to, in that sport, focus on that sport and be able to, you know, to be able to do that. You know, I understand it. You know, you want your football program to do well.
Yep.
You got a good football program, that's going to help your wrestling program. You got a good wrestling program, that's going to help your football program. Those two programs go hand in hand, you know, and so I'm looking forward to that relationship, building that relationship. I was able to build that relationship here at Moorhead with our football coaches, huge proponents of the wrestling program, and I'm looking to continue to build that relationship at Pierce.
Skip Toops, new head coach of the wrestling program at Pierce, my head teacher as well. What about outside of school? What are some of the things you and the family enjoy doing in your limited to spare time that you're going to have?
You know, I'd say we're a pretty active family. I love getting out and playing ball with my kids, you know, playing baseball, playing football.
Are you a golfer?
You know, I do golf. I golf less since I've had four kids. But my kids also like getting out on the golf course.
We do have a beautiful 9-hole course.
No, I've driven by it. I'm looking forward to playing it. So it'd be fun. But you know, we're an active outdoor family. Like getting out and doing things, spending time with each other. But I would say most of our time is spent around sports or playing that type of stuff or going for bike rides and yeah. So.
Well, we spent 95% of this interview talking about the wrestling program, and I think that is going to hold a lot of the interest for my listeners. But you're also taking over a Phi Ed job. Talk about the teaching aspect. I mean, you're going to be in a 7-12 situation teaching Phi Ed and lifetime sports. I know Coach Jensen did a lot of that, and that aspect of your career.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to that. You know, the last 6 years at Moorhead, I've been teaching elementary PE. You know, and I love elementary kids, and I love the younger kids. But one thing that I'm really looking forward to is being able to be in the high school and be able to interact with the high schoolers every single day and interact with my wrestlers. I understand that, you know, the wrestling program, the wrestling job is a huge part. But I mostly get paid to be a teacher, you mm-hmm. know, and I'm going to put 100% into being the best teacher that I can possibly be. I go through life and whatever I do, you know, I'm just trying to do the best of my ability, you know, when I view things, you know, I have a strong faith, and so everything I try to do the best of my ability to glory and honor of God. It doesn't matter if I'm teaching or if I'm coaching or if I'm being a husband or if I'm being a father. Or you name it. And so I just try to do that. And I'm going to do the same thing in the classroom. I hope to, you know, inspire kids to be physically active, to inspire kids to enjoy activity and all that stuff that goes along with it. So.
Well, as parents, I'm sure you and your wife, one of the big issues for you to look into, you mentioned the four young, very young kids, was the Pierce educational system. That had to be very attractive to you.
Well, can you say that again?
The parents of four young kids, you know, we've talked about the wrestling and the teaching, but getting your kids into a good educational system had to be very attractive for you too, for your kids.
Oh, without a doubt. You know, my wife grew up in North Dakota, in a small town in North Dakota, and I grew up in a small town in Minnesota, and having the feel where our kids can, you know, go to school. You know, in class sizes that are somewhere between 80 and 100, as opposed to, you know, and we love Moorhead, but the class sizes are getting up to 550, 575 kids, and that gets to be pretty big. And Pierce is a great school. It's great for kids, and we're really looking forward to all aspects of it.
Oh, I'm a North Dakota native myself. What part of North Dakota is your wife from?
You know, she grew up in a small town of Butte, which is about 30 miles outside of Belva. And she graduated from Belva High School.
Okay.
And that's located pretty much directly.
Is that up towards Minot?
Yeah, Fileville would be about 50 miles away from Minot.
Okay.
Butte is pretty much directly in between Bismarck and Minot, so central North Dakota.
Okay, I'm a southeastern Ledgerwood, Foreman, Valley City guy. So,
okay, yep.
Yep, that area. Awesome. I certainly appreciate your time here, Skip. We certainly want to welcome you to the Pierce community. I've heard nothing but great things about you. We're so excited to have you on board. But I guess the one big burning question that your athletes and the students that you have are going to want to know, your peers, your teaching peers, and the community at large, is every homecoming week, part of the homecoming festivities is a teachers versus students dodgeball. As a Phi Ed teacher, what are you going to bring to the teacher team?
Well, you know, I think I'll probably bring domination.
There you go. That's all you need to say. I can hear Mitch Becker already printing up the domination t-shirts at Becker Screen Printing.
That's awesome. I'm looking forward to that.
Skip, thanks again. Welcome to Pierce.
I appreciate it.
That's Skip Toops. He is the new head coach of the wrestling team and Phi Ed teacher at Pierce Healy High School. And we've enjoyed visiting him. Rick Rammond with you here on You Are There Sports.